Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy, he's number one in our hearts, Ed Yordan, is back, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is one of the smartest guys I know. He's been around since the beginning of our Brain Trust back in 98. He's the author of many books on technology and the application of technology and the acquisition of technology and the thinking about technology. And as we move into the future, he's a member of the Computer Hall of Fame, which is no mean feat. And our good friend Ed Yordan, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Is your new book out, CIO at Work?
No, it looks like it's going to be coming out right around Labor Day, early September.
Okay, all right. So, but that's what you got on your mind today. Tell the audience what a CIO is.
Well, it's an abbreviation for Chief Information Officer. You know, it's one of the C-level executives in typical companies. So it's the person who's in charge of computer technology or information technology, especially in big companies and government agencies all around the world.
In a small business, the CIO is, for many, many years probably, for a long time, at least in the stage of the growth of a small business, the CIO is the owner.
Sure, yeah. It's the owner. Or, you know, in a lot of companies these days, if the owner is an older generation person who's not really comfortable with computers, it could be a college kid. You know, or it could
an
be
intern.
Nephew,
I mean, it
or,
could be an intern, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fact. And, you know, Ed, I'll tell you, just to prove your point, I mean, look, I was on computer in 76. I mean, I'm not a young kid. I've got grandkids, so I've been around a long time. But I've been adopting computers for a long time. I own one of the first PCs back in 81. You know,
wow.
But I owned a Mac in 84, et cetera, et cetera. But even now, I don't consider myself anymore the CIO of my company like I was. My CIO is a 23-year-old, 24-year-old.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that's fairly common in small businesses.
Yeah.
But not in big businesses. You know, where you've got 100,000 employees, it's a whole different game. And those are the ones that I was talking to for the most part.
Right.
And I think some of the things they're thinking about and doing do have some relevance for the small business owner as well. For example, there's this whole question of who's actually in control of the technology. Does the company own it and tell the employees what to use and what to do? Or, as is turning out to be the case, is it the other way around? That, you know, everybody brings whatever technology they want to use into the office in their pockets. And if they don't like what they see on the company desk, you know, if it's a 10-year-old Apple II, for example, they just don't use it.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting, and that is also something that small businesses are having to deal with right now too.
And, sure. Because the
kids are coming to work, you're putting them down in front of a terminal or a hardwired terminal or a PC, a peer-to-peer network, and they're sitting there with their smartphone sitting on the desk, which is more powerful than the computer you let them have.
Right. But I think in small businesses, it's more likely that people will listen to what the kids have to say, and not necessarily buy everything they have to say, but at least realize that they're likely to be more in touch with the technology than would be the case, you know, with an old-fashioned big company.
So you think the big companies are, in terms of adopting new technologies, in terms of being more flexible, more versatile, and then maybe benefiting from that, the bigger companies with the older CIO is a little more hidebound? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. They are getting the message, and they are changing, but they're still behind the small company. And that I think for 20 years or so has been one of the areas where a small company has a potential advantage. They can jump on the technology and use it to its advantage a lot more quickly.
Well, and the thing is, Ed, is that the big companies, for them, the problem is not that they're mad at the technology. It's just that if they don't do it that way, they lose control. And that's a big deal for the big companies, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's also a huge deal for the vendors. It used to be that a company like IBM figured that they could just go talk to one person, the CIO, and sell them $10 million worth of computer gear, and the CIO would then just determine how to trickle it down to the employees.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought, Ed. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Ed Yorton. We're going to talk about this some more. This is really good stuff for you and me, small business owners. Tweet Hill, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.